Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we continue this series with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. I'm joined by the esteemed voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Mr. Sean Mernon, hanging out with us here at Hodgetown. Well, before we get into the nitty-gritty, when we were at Arvest Ballpark, my first road trip as a Texas League announcer, there was a foul ball situation that almost came into my booth, and you used the phrase, me trying to catch it, a fool's errand. Can you please expand on that, Mr. Mernon?
When's the last time that you played baseball in a competitive capacity, Eric?
2016.
Okay, so 10 years. Congratulations on a decade off. That's why it's a fool's errand, because there's no way you're coordinated enough, nor am I, nor are any of us, to be going after hot shot foul balls in any ballpark.
You are underestimating my athleticism.
You're overestimating mine. You've called me Mr. and esteemed in one interview.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, what's one thing about this job that people out there listening do not know?
It's not just the broadcast. I mean, for me, I work on team travel pre and during the season, media relations, which means game notes, game stories, organizing media interviews and stuff like that. We travel with the team. Sometimes that means 16 hours on a bus. There's a lot more that goes into it. It's not just the 3 hours you hear on the radio. It's sometimes 15 to 18 hours every day for 6 days a week.
Correct on that one. Let's talk about your ball club. Off to a good start, but currently riding a 6-game losing streak, and we in Saudi land hope that continues, of course. But what's the scouting report on the Naturals? What are fans at Hodgetown going to see this week?
Lately, the starting pitching's been doing pretty well for themselves, especially over the first few. This team manufactures runs. We don't have a lot of guys that are going to hit a ton of home runs. Carson Rockford has 10. He's amongst the league leaders. But overall, you know, it's a lot of guys more like the slash and dagger type of player, where they're going to get on base and cause problems on the base paths, either sacrificing. We're top five in all minor league baseball in sacrifices right now. Stolen bases, we're leading the league in stolen bases. And so it's very much more of a speed game, almost like a throwback to baseball, at least for the Royals 10 years ago.
Any thoughts on the Saudis now that you've seen them for 7 games this year?
I mean, God, you guys just swing. It's, you know, Manny Pena is one of the most impressive young hitters I've seen in a while. At 22 years old, already have 30, you know, double-A home runs and do the things that he did. And obviously, you know, hitting that ball to left field, that wasn't exactly an easy ball to get to either. So I think his bat-to-ball skill is incredible. And we kind of knew coming into it that regardless of where we're playing, you know, your starting rotation has got some prospects in it and they're pretty good. So, and then on top of that, seeing the way that you guys pick it on the infield, I mean, you have some really competent infielders, and obviously Drew Jones in the outfield and Conicello we've seen for a couple years. I think just top to bottom, you guys have a solid team. And, you know, kind of the first time we saw you, even though we took that series at our place, I remember sitting back and looking at my assistant Noah and going like, this team is not going to be 2-7 the rest of the year. Like, these guys are, especially once they start playing in division, are probably going to put together a nice first half.
Yeah, 19 wins in the last 27 games. So proving Sean Mernon right once again. What's your favorite part about coming to Amarillo other than this well-positioned booth down the right field line?
Oh, yeah, the glorious view down the right field line. Okay, there's a few things.
Yep.
I can't just pick one.
Sure.
I like the fact that we can walk from the hotel to the ballpark every day. I think it's a nice easy walk being a larger gentleman. You know, it's minimal on the heart, which is good. I like the golf around here. I think there's a lot of nice golf courses that's what I do in my downtime. And then I think the ballpark and the way that your fans get engaged and involved and they support the team out here is one of the best spots in the league. And so especially once we get into the weekend and you guys have those bigger crowds and this place gets rocking, God forbid there's a close game, you know, I think that that's something obviously that helps you guys out, but I think at the same time our players appreciate it, because it's an environment that, you know, we get at home sometimes, but you don't always see it on the road, and so I think that those are really the things that we look forward to.
I can attest that your golf game's pretty good. What's your favorite club in your bag right now that you know it's the surest thing that you can hit?
I think you saw that when we went out, Eric. It's my 50 degree. I have multiple, I have multiple shots that I can hit with it. Wait, this is a scouting report on me. We're talking about baseball. What are we doing here? Yeah, I like my 50 degree wedge. How about them Saudis?
He loves a 50 degree wedge. Sean, I appreciate your time.
Thanks for sitting down and chat with me, Eric.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.